Welcome to the Holistic Path Podcast. I'm your host, Kayla McDowell, a certified holistic health coach focused on helping you access education, transformation, and healing. We're taking a deep dive into the world of wellness, from mindfulness and meditation to nutrition and fitness. My goal is to help you discover how a holistic approach can bring balance and happiness to every aspect of your life. Now, let's walk this path together. Hi friends, welcome back to today's episode. Today we are talking all about gut health and its profound impact on our overall wellness. And if you know me personally, or you've heard my story on the podcast that I shared at the very beginning of season one of The Holistic Path, then you know that my obsession and passion for health and healing and getting getting all of this information out into the world really started with gut health and how I healed my hormones and how I healed my depression through nutrition and nourishing myself. And it all started with gut health, and then it climbed into what it is today. Now I focus on whole body health and cellular health, and I even left a career to get certified and become a holistic nutritionist and health and wellness coach, because that's how much I care about this. But anyways, enough about that. I'm obsessed about gut health and I love talking about gut health. So it's only fair that gut health finally has a spot on the podcast. So let's get into it. You know, our gut is often called our second brain. And, you know, it's for a really good reason. This isn't just some poetic saying that someone came up with. It's actually really scientific. So our gut hosts trillions of microbes. And these trillions of microbes are known as our gut microbiome. And that biome plays a key role in our digestion and in our overall health. And these tiny little organisms in our gut microbiome are absolutely crucial for our nutrient absorption, for synthesizing certain vitamins and minerals, and even regulating our immune system. And a healthy gut microbiome is it's diverse and it's balanced, and it is absolutely essential for our physical and our mental well-being. So let's talk about the diversity of our microbiome. It's actually pretty astounding. So each of us hosts a unique collection of microbes within that microbiome. And these microbes are influenced by our diet, by our lifestyle, and even how we were born, if we were born through a cesarean section or if we were born vaginally. These microbes, they interact with our body in really complex ways, and they affect everything from our metabolism to our mood. A balanced microbiome supports efficient digestion, whereas an imbalance can lead to a range of issues like inflammation, irritable bowel syndrome, known as IBS, hormonal issues, and just so much more. Now that we've gone through that and understand just a little bit of the functions of our microbiome, let's switch into the role of the gut-brain axis and what that is. So this is a two-way communication network, and it links our gut and our brain. And this really does play a pivotal role in our mental and our physical health. So signals from our gut can affect our mood. And on the other hand, our brain can influence gut functions. And this really intricate relationship means that our emotional and our mental state can really directly impact our gut health. Just a little piece of advice: managing stress is absolutely crucial for maintaining a healthy gut. So if you are someone who is chronically stressed out, living in a state of fight or flight, find ways to get that under control. so you can live and experience a healthy gut. Now, as a certified holistic nutritionist, I have seen firsthand how when we nourish ourselves properly, how this impacts this axis. And even when we don't nourish ourselves properly, how it impacts it. So foods rich in probiotics and prebiotics, like fermented foods and dietary fibers, these support a really healthy gut-brain relationship. But on the other hand, a diet high in processed foods and sugars can absolutely disrupt this balance. And that leads to mood fluctuations and digestive issues. Now, I have a question, and I'm wondering how many of you actually know this, because I've talked about this a lot on Instagram before, and I've even mentioned this in a couple of my previous podcast episodes. But did you know that about 70% of our immune system is in our gut? So that means our gut microbiome plays a vital role in shaping our immune responses. And a balanced microbiome supports a strong immune system. So think about that. While that supports a strong immune system, that means a imbalance or a dysbiosis, as you may hear it, can lead to autoimmune diseases and allergies and stuff like that. And it's fascinating. It's really fascinating how these tiny microbes can have such a massive impact on our body's defense system when you think about it. Now, from a holistic point of view, supporting gut health is not just about eating the right foods. It's also about creating a lifestyle that nurtures our microbiome. And, you know, this includes managing stress, like I stated earlier, or getting enough sleep, incorporating regular physical activity. All of these factors contribute to a really robust immune system. And our diet and the way that we nourish ourselves is absolutely fundamental in shaping our gut microbiome. So you're going to want to nourish yourselves with a diet that is rich in diverse, fiber-rich foods like fruits and vegetables and whole grains. All of these really nurture that beneficial bacteria. But on the other hand, a diet that's high in processed foods can promote harmful bacteria, leading to that inflammation and various health issues that I talked about earlier. And so it's not just what we eat, but how and when we eat that matters for our gut health. And in my experience, and any time that I have worked with clients in the past, I always emphasize the importance of a balanced diet that is rich in whole and unprocessed foods, or processed as little as possible. And that includes foods like, think about your fermented foods, like your yogurt, your kefir, different types of kraut. But I do tend to caution, I feel like when you say the word fermented, a lot of that can be a buzzword. And people tend to go straight for the kombucha. But I tend to caution against kombucha because of its sugar content. But the rest of these that I mentioned, they're so beneficial for our gut. And it's really about creating a diet that is sustainable and nurturing for your gut, which in turn supports your overall health. Healing the gut, it requires a really comprehensive approach. It's not just about supplements or eliminating certain foods. It really involves understanding your body's unique needs and creating a lifestyle that supports that gut health. So you want to identify food intolerances, incorporate gut-friendly foods, and just understand the role of how your lifestyle factors are key steps in your journey to creating a healthy gut microbiome. Remember, friends, nurturing your gut health is absolutely a journey. It's about making conscious choices every day to support this remarkable ecosystem that is within us. And when you heal your gut, you're not just improving your physical health, you're enhancing your overall quality of life. All right, friends, that wraps it up for today's short episode on gut health. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Holistic Path for another episode. I hope that this episode inspires you to dig a little deeper into gut health and to embrace a gut-friendly lifestyle. Don't forget to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave me a review. Until next time, stay healthy and stay connected to your path.